Lorenz Marathon School Spotlight today is focusing on an event that will actually take place next week on Friday, March 4th. Helping me promote this event, I have two guests. One is Meredith Allen and the other is Cynthia Hoffman. But thank you both, first and foremost. And Meredith, let me start with you. Could you tell us a little bit about Maker Day and what that's all about here at Lorenz Marathon when it takes place a week from Friday?
Yep, absolutely. We're going to stop regular school, and I use air quotes around regular school, and let the kids enjoy a day of hands-on learning that's really a philosophy about, you know, design thinking, creating, collaborating with friends, critical thinking, problem solving, and have some different sessions throughout the day that really are designed around science, technology, engineering, you know, those STEM activities.
Mm-hmm. And can you give us an idea of what maybe some of those classes are that they get to pick and choose from or attend during the day?
Yep, we've got several sessions that focus on like a challenge, like build the tallest tower that you can with straws, or let's see how long you can get your marble to run through paper towel tubes. They're going to be building with cardboard, a creation that they've came up with themselves, and we have something with water and floating and the whole idea behind, you know, what is necessary for that.
Meredith, you've done this before in the past, correct?
I have, at Albert City Truesdale. I participated in their Maker Days as well.
What's the kind of response you get from some of the students? I mean, it has to be a fun day, I would assume, while learning.
Yes, it's magic. That's the only way I can really describe it, is the kids have this chance to really own their own learning and to see the excitement in their eyes and then to see, to experience what they come up with. It's magic.
Mm-hmm. Cynthia Hoffman is another guest with the School Spotlight today. And Cynthia, how do we tie this Maker Day in with some of our local businesses?
Chris, we've got just an amazing outpouring from our businesses that they are volunteering some of their time, as well as a lot of materials that they've donated for us, as well as our community members. We're working this morning and going through all these supplies in a room and finally clearing it out, and it's been an awesome experience here. We're really excited and thankful.
So how long have you been preparing for this? If you have all these supplies on hand already, I mean, what's this process been like getting prepared for Maker Day?
I think we were possibly a month into school when Meredith and Mr. Ehlertz, our principal, and I had finally kind of got the ball rolling that this was going to be something that would happen for Lorenz. So I think we've been somewhere around 6-7 months of preparing and gathering and promoting.
Now, forgive me for asking, maybe you mentioned this, but is this a school-wide event or is it narrowed down to a handful of grades?
For our experience this year, we've narrowed it down to the elementary classes. We'll have the kindergarten through fifth grade students, as well as their classroom teachers that are facilitating and running this, and a lot of other volunteers to make it happen. And maybe at some point in the future, we'll expand beyond so that it can include more of our school in it, too. Okay. We've actually had the middle school help quite a bit with some of our materials to help bring them. They've done some transferring, so they've been involved in some other ways, kind of behind-the-scene ways.
And well, then our preschool will be doing a mini-maker the following week to kind of get them involved as well. So
okay.
We're hoping this is the first of a bigger picture in the future.
Excellent. Well, it's an open house for Maker Day at Lorenz Marathon, Friday, March 4th. And when we say open house then, ladies, I would assume our moms and dads welcome to attend from 3:30 to 5:30?
Absolutely. And there'll be lots of student projects to be shown and celebrated that night.
Excellent. Meredith Allen, Cynthia Hoffman, thank you both. I'm sure everyone at school appreciates the hard work and effort that you both have put into this Maker Day happening on Friday, March 4th. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. And sharing the information with us here this morning on our School Spotlight program, right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com, brought to you this morning by Wells Ag Supply of Fonda.